Russia launches attacks across 9 Ukraine regions, killing at least 3. By Breitbart London on September 20, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia launched a large-scale missile and drone attack targeting regions across Ukraine early Saturday, killing at least 3 people and wounding dozens more, Ukrainian officials said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said attacks took place across 9 regions, including Dnipropetrovsk, Mykolaiv, Chernihiv, Zaporizhia, Poltava, Kyiv, Odessa, Sumy, and Kharkiv. The enemy's target was our infrastructure, residential areas and civilian enterprises, he said, adding that a missile equipped with cluster munitions struck a multi-story building in the city of Dnipro. Each such strike is not a military necessity but a deliberate strategy by Russia to intimidate civilians and destroy our infrastructure, he said in a statement on his official Telegram. Zelensky said he expected to meet U.S. President Donald Trump on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly next week. He also said the First Ladies of Ukraine and the United States would likely hold separate talks focused on humanitarian issues involving children. His comments, which he made on Friday, were embargoed until Saturday morning. At least 30 people were wounded in the attack in Ukraine's central Dnipropetrovsk region, local governor Serhiy Lysak said. Several high-rise buildings and homes were damaged in the eastern city of Dnipro. In the Kyiv region, local authorities said there were strikes in the areas of Bukha, Borispol, and Avakov. A home and cars were damaged. In the western region of Lviv, Governor Maxim Kozitsky said 2 cruise missiles were shot down. Russia launched 619 drones and missiles, Ukraine's Air Force said in a statement. In total, 579 drones, 8 ballistic missiles and 32 cruise missiles were detected. Ukrainian forces shot down and neutralized 552 drones, 2 ballistic missiles and 29 cruise missiles. During the airstrike, tactical aviation, in particular F-16 fighters, effectively worked on the enemy's cruise missiles. Western weapons once again prove their effectiveness on the battlefield, the Air Force said in a statement. Russia's defense ministry denied its aircraft violated Estonia's airspace after Tallinn reported 3 fighter jets crossed into its territory on Friday without permission and remained there for 12 minutes. The incident, described by Estonia's top diplomat as an unprecedentedly brazen incursion, happened just over a week after NATO planes downed Russian drones over Poland, heightening fears that Moscow's war on Ukraine could spill over. In an online statement published early Saturday, Moscow stressed its fighter jets had kept to neutral Baltic Sea waters more than 3 kilometers, 1.8 miles, from Estonia's Väinö Island in the Gulf of Finland. On September 19, 3 MiG-31 fighter jets completed a scheduled flight from Karelia to an airfield in the Kaliningrad region, it said, referencing the Russian enclave sandwiched between Polish and Lithuanian territory. The flight was conducted in strict compliance with international airspace regulations and did not violate the borders of other states, as confirmed through objective monitoring, the statement said without providing details about the monitoring operation. On Friday, Estonian officials said Tallinn had summoned a Russian diplomat to protest, and also moved to start consultations among the allies under NATO's Article 4, which states that parties would confer whenever the territorial integrity, political independence or security is threatened. Zelensky said that Ukraine and its partners have laid the groundwork for long-term security guarantees and that he hopes to gauge how close they are to finalizing such commitments during next week's meetings in New York. He said European nations are prepared to move forward with a framework if the United States remains closely engaged. He noted that discussions have taken place at multiple levels, including among military leadership and general staffs from both Europe and the U.S. I would like to receive signals for myself on how close we are to understanding that the security guarantees from all partners will be the kind we need, Zelensky said. Zelensky said sanctions against Russia must remain on the table if peace efforts stall, and that he plans to press the issue in talks with Trump. If the war continues and there is no movement toward peace, we expect sanctions, he said, adding that Trump is looking for strong steps from Europe.